Hello there, and welcome back to Proactive New York. Anthony Ginsberg joins me today from Gins Global to talk about the monthly cloud technology market report. Anthony, good to see you. How are you?
Great to see you too, Christine.
Anthony, from my understanding, cloud is, well, the coronavirus has really driven the demand here for cloud. Tell us what you've seen here. Tell us what trends you've been seeing here.
Sure. Well, the Omicron that's obviously hitting us right now has also impacted work from home. So those trends and actually the behaviors are certainly not changing. We see a long-term hybrid culture where SMEs, small, medium enterprises, certainly have been the fastest to embrace cloud. But even the bigger guys now, from the largest banks to all of the stock exchanges, have done sizable cloud deals just in the last 6 months. They recognize the need to not just upgrade their global infrastructure, but also the cybersecurity that comes as part of, we call it cloud security, has been embraced. So some of the largest exchanges like NASDAQ and the Chicago Merck, along with big banks like Wells Fargo, Capital One, and JP Morgan, have all done sizable deals. Often they've done deals where a company like Google actually bought a piece of the Chicago Merck. So that's very, very interesting. You're actually seeing some of the bigger cloud guys taking actually small interests in some of these corporations to actually do long-term deals for their cloud infrastructure. So it's exciting times, and that's obviously driven in the US, but we see cloud usage up massively in Asia Pacific. A lot of the Asia Pacific cloud usage has been on the retail side with gaming and social media. So that has still been the fastest growing area for online cloud in Asia Pacific.
Yeah, from my understanding, some of the largest contributors to the fund for 2021 were companies like Microsoft, NVIDIA, Alphabet, Oracle. So talk us through each one. What kind of areas are they involved in here?
NVIDIA is actually most likely going to be the next trillion-dollar company out there. You know, we all know about Microsoft and Google, but actually NVIDIA has been a real sleeper. They are frankly going to be probably the biggest beneficiary of the metaverse. So we talk about all this movement online to the long-term metaverse. NVIDIA have got the chips that are basically used, and they're part of the infrastructure behind the scenes. It may not be the sexiest part of the internet or of cloud, but their chips are amongst the fastest for gaming, et cetera. So also corporates are increasingly using their chips as well. So their graphics cards are very, very well known. There's a very, very big deal in Europe that NVIDIA is part of right now as well that may go through. Just other quick deals that we've talked about in the healthcare space, because healthcare is increasingly being digitized with telehealth and healthcare tracker systems. So the likes of Oracle just did a $30 billion deal with Cerner, which is a very big electronic medical database company. Another big deal was where Microsoft spent $24 billion roughly on Nuance Communications, another doctor medical type company where medical records for doctors and patients are being uploaded. So we see cloud actually mutating increasingly to the medical field. The hospitals are amongst the fastest users of cloud year on year, certainly in the United States at this point.
All right. Always great to get your insight here, Anthony. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Christine.